You know, here on Fresh Air, we strive to bring you in-depth interviews with leading figures in the arts, culture, and current affairs. What you may not know is that to get on our show, many guests use bribes, favors, and flattery. And not only do we accept this, we encourage it. Some of our most famous and fascinating guests would have never been on Fresh Air if they hadn't gone to extraordinary lengths to curry our favor. John Updike lets us hang out in his pool. Bootsy Collins knit every member of our staff a monogram sweater. Martin Scorsese promised me a part in Taxi Driver 2. And Gene Simmons gave the whole staff makeovers. Going above and beyond the spirit of these honored figures, our guest Scott Yoho actually incorporated us, well, mostly me, into his work itself. Here's his band, The Auto Body Experience, performing what is sure to be their hit song, Terry Gross.
I may never grace the cover of the Rolling Stone, and that might be all right with me. To go someplace that Axl Rose has been before might not be wise hygienically. I may never get on Leno or on Letterman, I might not sing on SNL. That's a lot of pressure just to play a song or two. Perhaps it's just as well. But there's one perk of stardom I desire: to meet the interviewer I admire. Terry Gross, you are the one. I'll tell my secrets just to you. Terry, please pick up the phone. Call me for that interview. Your guest phone in their parts from hometown.
Well, Scott Yoho, was writing this song a cynical ploy to get on our show?
Absolutely.
And it worked. What does that say about us? What does it say?
That's what makes this country so great.
So what's the story behind the song?
I think that the original inspiration for the song was a Randy Newman song, It's Money That Matters. And in that song, there's a great Randy Newman character who believes that money is really all that matters, and he pities people that started out with better education and better brains than him and just didn't end up with as much money. And he says they end up lurking in bookstores and working for public radio. And I love this character in this song, and I thought, the people that like our music are those people. They're not the protagonist of Randy's song. And so I set out, how can I reach the people that listen to public radio? And I thought, well, let's write a song. Let's follow the Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show model and write a song about Terry Gross for Terry Gross. And it seemed like such a cornball idea at first, but it became a fun challenge to try to make it ostensibly about Terry Gross, but maybe upon a second listen about my anxieties about the world of pop music or something.
And your anxieties about ever becoming known?
Well, you know, boy, it would be really stressful to play on Saturday Night Live, you know. but, you know, in contrast, to be on Fresh Air is fabulous. If I stammer, your team of experts will edit that out. I don't have to worry about how my hair looks. So a lot of the praise about Fresh Air is real. I mean, I think what a cool thing. It's almost like it's set up for introverts to excel at.
You know, you should know that our researcher particularly likes the line in your song that goes, "I think your research staff's the best." Whereas our producers, I think, particularly like, you edit out the stammers and foolish mistakes. You've managed to include a lot of people in the song.
Not only that, I also befriended the Joel Forrester, who wrote the Fresh Air theme, just to make sure it was okay that we quoted a little bit of his piece in the song. So he's rooting in my corner, too. So we tried to leave no stone unturned.
Tell me a little bit about your band. What else do you do besides, you know, praise our show?
The Auto Body Experience is a 7-piece band. I'm very fortunate to have 6 guys play with me that are just fabulous musicians and people. It's a horn-driven rock band with saxophone, trumpet, guitar, bass, keyboards, drums, and percussion. And we play the funny songs that I write. And I hesitate on funny because everything has kind of a sense of humor coming through it, but they're not all silly, wacky tunes. We try to explore pathos as well as humor, and the thing that kind of binds them all together is they're a little left to center, just not quite normal.
The song ends with your confession that you've also written songs for Ira Glass, Michael Feldman, and for Prairie Home Companion. Did they have you on their shows?
No, they didn't. Jerry, I have to confess that was just kind of a ploy to make it sound like you had to be the first one. I haven't actually gotten around to finishing any of those other songs.
Oh, yet. Really? Okay. All right.
Because yours was the most important to me and the dearest, nearest to my heart.
That, we'll accept that as the correct answer. So what else do you plan to do to make your song Terry Gross a hit?
Well, I'm hoping you'll consent to shooting the video with us.
Scott, pleasure to talk with you. I wish you really good luck, particularly with the song Terry Gross.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Terry.
Scott Yoho is the lead singer and songwriter of the band The Auto Body Experience.
Edit out our stammers and foolish mistakes. Improving life, densing the ears, making it interesting, fitting it all between breaks. There's just one perk of stardom I desire, to meet the interviewer I admire. Terry Gross, you are the one. I'll tell my secrets just to you. Terry, I hope you don't mind. I've got a Prairie Home song, one for Michael Feldman, got an Ira Glass song too.